Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
TC Trailers is starting the year big with over 400 quality trailers on the lot at prices that won't wreck your resolution to save money. Cargo trailers, haulers, utility trailers, dump trailers, goosenecks, big ones, small ones, and everything in between. And when life throws a pothole your way, TC Trailers has an in-house repair shop and a fully stocked parts store to keep you rolling. So make this year the year you pull smarter. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Visit tc-trailers.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
Our Encompass mobile banking app allows you to check balances, view transaction history, transfer funds, and pay loans on the go. You can even apply for a loan via our mobile app, too. Our app is very easy to download and install, and if you run into any problems, we're here to help. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. We're an equal housing lender, federally insured by NCUA, online at EncompassCU.org.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7, presented by Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com. Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, Marchand's Window Tinting, Encompass Credit Union, and TC Trailers. The online telecast at HoosierLandTV.com. That's brought to you by Town & Country Glass, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding & Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, The Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoops, Big O Tires, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Colligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoops Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. And by the way, did you see where Sam I Am did have his grand opening the other day of their new location? So you can check them out online. And we appreciate all the folks to help us bring you Party Line. And we appreciate you folks for listening as well. A couple of other things happening around. Are you one of those that does a New Year's resolution?
No.
You know, I used to try it. And
I don't see the point.
Yeah. It's for me to try and get those two closets cleaned out. Although I didn't make it as a resolution. I just thought that I wanted to get it done. But
yeah.
A lot of folks, or maybe many folks, I should say, start their diets this time of the year and do the weight loss. So if you've ever grabbed something labeled all natural, organic, or packed with protein and felt very smug about it, you may have been duped.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those so-called healthy foods are absolutely loaded with added sugar. Experts say brands use feel-good buzzwords to distract you, swapping in sneaky sweeteners that don't count as added sugar on the label, but will still hit your body the same way. Dietitians say always check the nutrition label and don't assume healthy packaging means healthy food. Mm-hmm. Because apparently even granola and almond milk can lie straight to our faces.
Sure. Yeah. Organic is, I don't want to say all organic items, but I'm going to say probably 90% of organic items are not truly organic, but a lot of people think they are.
I know. Good morning. Welcome to Party Line.
Hey, I'm glad you girls had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas.
Well, how about you? Did you?
I didn't get all the candy I wanted.
Somehow that does not surprise me. Come here. I'll
she
give
will
you
load
plenty,
you up.
Plenty of candy.
I like candy.
You
like
know what she gave us this year, Carl? I love this. You know those old-time candies you get, like the strawberries with the good stuff on the inside? Oh, yeah. She loaded us up.
I like any kind. I like it all.
She's got chocolates in her office, too.
That's good. that's good. So, my New Year's resolution is not to argue everything's got to be positive. I'm not going to give you girls any more negatives no more after the first of the year.
Well, you better get everything off your chest today and tomorrow, then.
I ain't going to do it. Nothing ever comes out of me. And you know what, girls? We ain't going to change anything.
No, probably not.
We can't change nothing.
No, but you know what? We can change. We can change the fact that we're all in it together. It takes a village, right? So at least we're all in it together, and there has to be some comfort in knowing we're all here doing it.
See, you got a positive attitude. I love that. I love that. You know, we're all in this together, you say. I love that, mm-hmm. You know. But as far as this is not negative. I just going to say how I see it. Every day, 7 days a week, every day, we got FedEx, we got United Parcel, and we got Amazon. Comes down this dead-end street that I live on. Every day, you know. So they're ordering this stuff. That's just like I told my wife, I said, I'd like to have a couple more those corduroy shirts that I like real, real well that I bought about 45 years ago, but it's finally getting so thin I'd like to have a couple new ones. So she got on that computer of hers. Well, the only place you can get them is in New York or California. Mm-hmm. That's the only two places you can get them shirts anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So she ordered them for me out of New York, and I had them delivered, but there's a lot of things that you just can't get anymore.
Were they what you wanted once you got them?
What'd you say?
Were they what you wanted once you got them?
Not quite, but I can live with them. They're not as sick as they was 45 years
ago. Well, I believe that. It's that old, they don't make things like they used to, right?
They're a little different. The collars up around the top aren't pointed no more. They're round.
And yeah.
They're just sort of, they're for different. It's the way people live today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you're only going to get them in New York or California. You're not. You ain't going to buy that stuff here in Indiana. You know. I seen there on the news this morning, about 5 o'clock at Macy's. There were several stores. I can't remember all of them because there's so many of them. But they're charging $10 to $12 for stuff that you take back that you don't. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, they got to pay for shipping.
Yeah, a return fee.
Yes.
And restock it and all of that.
See, I never heard of that.
Well, this is kind of new. They didn't really do that.
Didn't used to.
This is like the first or second year that that's been a thing now. So you're not crazy. It just didn't used to be, but their expenses are growing as well, so they're trying to offset some of those expenses.
And I'll say one other thing, and I'll get off here, but all the people that's in the United States that came across the border to get jobs and stuff, and now we're sending them, trying to get all of them sent back, you know, in these sanctuary cities. I think, now this is just my opinion, if the people that's been here for 15, 20 years, and I know a lot of people just here in Frankfort, just here in Frankfort, I can tell you at least, I can show you 150 people that's not legal, that's been here for 15 years and have jobs, but they're not legal citizens, you know. But they're good people. I mean, good, hard-working.
Isn't that the sad thing, though? It's a few bad apples are kind of spoiling it for a lot of good people.
Just leave the good people alone and send the ones that are causing a lot of trouble, the gangs or drug, whatever that is, just send them back. Because you just take, I don't think we can maintain our cities. That's just like they say Frankfort is 17,000 people, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody I talk to that's in this town says it's more closer to 35,000. And these are people that's on the street every day.
But wouldn't you like your good people to also be legal citizens?
Well, I never looked at it like that because, ICE could come and get me right now and take me to Mexico if they want to. I don't care. I won't go down there worth more. I don't care. You know, take me. You know? You understand what I'm saying?
I don't know. I don't think I'd want to live in Mexico.
No, I have some friends.
And it's sad because I do not blame.
I have some friends that live there and they say you don't want to live here.
I don't blame someone for wanting a better life. That's the sad part about it, right? Is that you cannot blame someone for wanting a better life.
Yes.
But if you're going to come here, and again, it costs money. I get all of that. But then if you get here, then try and make yourself legal.
Well, the biggest problem that we have, I think, is our immigration system and the fact of making it so hard for people to become, and I don't want to, so hard is probably not the right way, but it's so long a process for people to become legal citizens that's where a lot of our issue is.
Uh-huh.
That's why there were so many people that crossed the borders, you know, illegally, because the system's broken and it needs to be fixed.
What I do know, Carl, it is not my job to support people who have not paid into the system and yet get a lot more than I'm getting out of the system as a working American.
That's part of life, though, sweetie. That's just part of life. That's every day.
But that can't sustain. We cannot sustain working people supporting more unworking people.
Well, we're only $39 trillion in debt.
That's more than I like.
Huh?
That's more than I like.
Well, it's not going to get any better, you know.
That's too bad.
Oh, it is. Just look at Minnesota. They spent, there's $9 billion of money was given away to people. That, you know what, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I saw that.
And there's so many other states is doing the same way. I'd hate to say, just to take the state of Indiana, for instance. Okay, we got people that was going to be put to sleep because they committed crimes that was terrible. So they went out and bought 3 doses of this chemical stuff, and it's $300,000 a bottle, and they put 2 people to sleep. And now they got 1 bottle left. Now, this stuff is $300,000 a bottle. They got 1 bottle left, but it's outdated, so they can't even use that.
Which is absurd, isn't it?
It's crazy. It's crazy. You know, they think $300,000, in my opinion, is quite a bit of money.
That's a lot of money.
You know? But to them, it's nothing. It's nothing. And somebody should be held accountable for that. And whoever it was should lose their job for paying that expired. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going to pay $300,000 for a bottle, that guy's going down. You might be innocent, but I got to get rid of this bottle.
Well, and for what we're doing, I mean, what? It's either going to do the job or it's not, right?
That's right. That's right. Hey, God bless you girls. I love listening to you on the radio. I love your laugh. makes me feel good, and have a wonderful, wonderful New Year.
We love you, too, and you have a wonderful New Year as well. We always love to hear from you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Take care. He's always going to put it in perspective for us, though,
pretty
isn't
much,
he?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like it. Straight to the point.
Well, Carl was talking about $300,000. Here's a crime that cost $400,000, and it kind of smells fishy, pun intended. Thieves made off with nearly $400,000 worth of lobsters headed for Costco by pulling a slick new scam. Did you see this? They posed as legit truckers using fake IDs, spoofed emails and burner phones, and picked up the load in Massachusetts, and the lobsters were never seen again. The freight company says this kind of cargo hijacking is happening more and more and ends up raising prices for everyone. The FBI is now on the case, and somewhere out there, a very expensive lobster dinner is apparently going down, but it is probably stolen.
It's probably not even in the country, to be honest.
$400,000 worth of lobster. Do you like lobster?
No.
Oh, gee.
Okay. $400,000 worth of lobster is probably not that many containers.
It's probably not, but that's expensive.
Especially if they were king.
Now, if it's for me, I do prefer crab over lobster. Some people are lobster. Nope, I do prefer crab legs over lobster. But if you're thinking about your investments this year, and if you've been ignoring the metals market, surprise, it's having a full meltdown. Silver just blasted past at $77 an ounce, an all-time high, and up more than 160% this year. Gold and platinum, they're right there with it, both hitting record levels as well. Analysts say it's a mix of tight supply, AI demand, tariff nerves, and investors hiding out from global chaos. Some are already whispering silver could soon hit $80. Meanwhile, jewelry shoppers are tapping out from sticker shock. I wonder if that will affect the number of people getting engaged or married here.
I don't know, because you can get so much, I mean...
Okay.
Off, you can get the grown diamonds.
That's what I was going to say. Have you seen some of the lab-created diamonds?
Yeah, I mean, you can't tell
the
difference.
Cannot tell a difference. Mm-hmm. So I ask, if you're someone that's maybe getting engaged, is it that important for you to get a, you know, naturally grown, a natural diamond versus a lab-grown diamond when they can't tell unless they put it in a little thing, a little machine?
Yeah.
And you can save a bunch of money.
Wouldn't faze me either way.
Because really it's about the thought, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. Carl likes us laughing. Well, laughing hard might actually be doing more for your body than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors say a real belly laugh can act like pain medication, releasing endorphins that relax your body, lower blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. Cardiologists say laughter helps blood vessels open up, which is good for your heart and can reduce inflammation. That relaxed, floaty feeling after a great laugh, that's your brain's natural painkillers kicking in. So yes, watching something funny is basically self-care, and doctors say you should be doing it a few times a week.
Which is the reason why I like comedy so well.
Me too.
Yeah.
And this is probably the first year I haven't watched Christmas Vacation on repeat. That's one of my favorites.
It's funny, but I don't know. There's just, I'm at a point now to where like National Lampoon and
that's the only one of the movies I like.
And all that kind of stuff, just, it's almost too dumb. I don't know. It's like,
welcome to my level, Mel.
It's like,
come on down.
It's like I'm at a point now where I want a little more substance to it, if that makes
it
sense.
It does make sense, but you know, Christmas Vacation still is one of my absolute favorite movies.
It's funny, yeah.
It just, there's something about it that tickles me
it's
every
like
time
Home
I watch
Alone.
It.
It's like Home Alone. I can only watch Home Alone so many times. Mm-hmm. My son-in-law has to watch the Christmas Story. He has to watch that on its rerun channel, the channel that just runs it for 3 days straight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that has to be on one of the TVs. It's like, are you kidding me?
Well, everybody's got their tradition, right?
One time is enough. I can watch it once and be done with it, you know?
So do you feel like you're aging? Like, does your body tell you, hello?
Well, my knees do, yeah.
Well, here's a reminder that time really does fly. The oldest baby boomers turn 80 next year, which means the generation that once said don't trust anyone over 30 is officially entering octogenarian status.
Yep.
By the end of the decade, every boomer in America will be 65 or older, and the number of people over 80 is expected to double in the next 20 years. Yeah. Experts say it's a huge shift that will impact everything from Social Security to the workforce.
Uh-huh. Baby boomers is the largest generation, of which my oldest brother is one of the oldest, and I'm at the tail end of baby boomers. We're all four of us are baby boomers, but there's enough of an age spread that, yeah.
Well, I don't know for you. Did you watch the Colts game at all?
No, actually, we didn't.
Might be the end of the road again for Philip Rivers.
Oh, he's already said it is.
And honestly, he sounds totally at peace with it. After coming out of retirement for a short run with the Indianapolis Colts, Rivers says these last three starts were basically bonus games he really never expected to get. The 44-year-old admits he may have taken his final snap, but says he'd do it all over again, and I don't blame him. Good for him.
Yeah.
No regrets.
And I'll be honest, he played pretty well. For getting, what, a week's practice, if he got that much?
A veteran quarterback enjoying a few extra spins around the NFL carousel. And if that's it, Rivers says he's good with that.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, that bought him some, extra 10 years of insurance for his kids or whatever it is. Bought him some extra time.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. The only thing he lost in the deal was now it backs him up for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well, if you're still going to get in there, you can go a few more rounds in the locker room with your friends.
He's pretty well locked into the Hall of Fame, yeah.
And here's something, a little blast from the past. I used to love the cartoon, The Jetsons. Mm-hmm. And you know how a lot of those things have become very real.
Yep.
We may not have flying cars just yet, but the robot future is definitely creeping closer. Thanks to AI, there are now domestic robots that can actually fold your laundry. One of them, called Isaac, is already being used in some commercial laundromats. And no, it's not quite like Rosie the Robot fast yet, but it does fold fitted sheets without starting a fight. The company behind it says the goal is simple. Let robots handle the boring, soul-sucking chores we all hate. What's your least favorite chore? Dusting. I hate to dust.
Yeah, that's probably it.
I lived on a gravel road forever, and you dust, and 2 minutes later, it was one car goes by, and so I just hate to dust. I never liked it. The catch? One of these things will run you tens of thousands of dollars, so yes, the future is here. It's just not at target pricing yet, not something we can swing. And yeah, we know that there is a robot-type creature at one of our local nursing facilities, right?
Yeah.
I can't think of the name of that thing right now.
I can't either. It's for the Alzheimer's
tech.
Wing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the
memory care.
Yes. The tech is coming, and it's good to see that they're using it for some good things. I like that. But if they could dust for me, I would not complain.
Yeah.
Do my baseboards. I hate getting down on my hands and knees and doing my baseboards,
house
that kind
cleaning,
of thing.
Period.
You know, I don't mind some house cleaning. I don't even mind cleaning the toilet because I'm pretty particular about the toilet, so I just want to do that. But dusting. I need to do that now.
I just keep thinking of all the other stuff I would have time to do.
That's true. If I could just get out of doing house cleaning.
Yeah.
Cooking dinner.
I'm almost at a point where I'm going to have to start setting a timer, you know, set my phone and alarms on my phone and say, okay, from this time to this time, I'm going to schedule stuff.
And it's so funny because I remember thinking to myself when my parents kind of retired, and I'd say, well, what are you about? Well, we've been busy all day. And I'm like, what are you doing? I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
We just spend more time. We do volunteer work. We do that, you know, so I kind of get it.
I keep trying to retire. You won't let me.
No, heavens no, I'm not going to let you. Nice try, sister.
Yeah.
You thought you were getting off lucky, but no. I'm going to keep you around for a little while longer.
Pat Day's just waiting for the day to come because everybody's told me I can't retire until I die. So he's just waiting for it.
He's just rocking in his chair.
Just waiting it out.
Well, you'll have that. All right. We appreciate you listening to Party Line here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Shan the Man, he will be in tomorrow. Do we know who his guests are tomorrow?
He is going to have the new curator for Grissom Air Force Base will be on for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly Todd Corey.
Yeah, there are some changes happening at Grissom Air Museum.
Yeah.
And so she is going to talk about those changes. Tom was there for several years. We really liked Tom. He was just a great guy. I mean, just he'd come in, but also just to talk to, and his stories were really good. So we miss Tom. But there's a new director there, and they're making some really cool changes. So she's going to come in and talk about that tomorrow. So we're looking forward to having her here.
We're in the process of trying to reschedule Todd, because Todd's normal day would have been Christmas Day.
Oh, yes, that's
and
right.
So I just emailed him again before we went on air. We were talking back and forth between emails, so I'm hoping he'll be able to work his schedule around to where he can come on tomorrow morning first thing.
Sure. And then I'll get more details on the Hoosierland roller rink for their New Year's Eve party
and I'll
get
some more details on that. Well, I'm sure there's others in the area, besides what you had already talked about.
Yeah, and keep your dial here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 because there are commercials running about the Hoosierland Roller Rink, so you can hear the commercials here. Also, don't forget to check Clinton Carroll and BooneCountyDailyNews.com as well. So we appreciate you joining us for Party Line. Have a great day, everybody.